Hi, this is Shalonda Gordon. Some of you know me as the Online Marketing Angel. Some of you know me as that Keep Smiling chick. And I want to welcome you back to my podcast. If this is your first time here, welcome. And today, guys, I want to let you know, if you want to connect with me, email me and that kind of thing, go ahead and go to www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. That's www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. When you put your information in there, you will get an email from me. Feel free to reply to that email. I do check those and I do respond to them as well. So let's get right into it. As you guys know, this is going to be about faith today. And y'all, faith is no joke. It's a very interesting thing how when you're walking a walk of faith, you have no idea what's going to happen next. And you're not feeling uneasy about it. There's no anxiety about it. You're just open to receive what God has for you next, right? What do you have for me next? You know, it's very interesting how we grow up and we're born and then we go to school. And at school, we go to school at a certain time. We have lunch at a certain time. We leave at a certain time. We do our homework. We have our extracurricular activities. And then, you know, we do it over and over and over again. You know, our parents kept us really safe and secure. And there was that consistency that they talk about, right? And then you go into college. Now, I'll admit, when I first stepped through college, time became something totally different. Like, I was doing what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it. I made it to class, but everything else, you kind of, it just came as it came. You didn't really know what was going to happen, right? But by the end of college, you were back on that schedule again, getting ready for graduation. You got your classes done. You're ready to move on and ready to step into your career, right, or your job. And then you get to your job, and it's every day. You wake up. You go to work. You go to lunch when you go to lunch. You leave work at that time. You leave work. You come home to your family. You're cooking dinner. Everything's on this consistent time schedule. In fact, you could probably look at your watch and say, I know tomorrow at this time, if it's a Monday through Friday, I'm going to be doing X, Y, Z, right? And most on Saturday and Sunday know exactly what's going to be happening at X times too, right? So basically, we get into this pattern. And then the minute things change, we find ourselves uncomfortable. Yet, when change is involved in anything you're doing, that is where faith has room to come in. When you get on this regular, everyday, same schedule thing, there's really hard for faith to step in there because you know what's going to happen. You're going to do what you need to do every day to make that happen. But what if one day you do like I did on December 31st, 2012 and say, you know what, I'm not coming back to work anymore. I'm going to build my own business online and I'm going to make it work. Now, I did have a business in line. It's still the business I'm in today, and it works great. It pays my bills. It handles business. Yet this walk, leaving that consistent paycheck, that even if it came late, I got it, right? You know you're going to get paid. Your budget's based off it, everything. Leaving that consistency, I now had to walk into a land of unknown, a land of change. I remember when I got saved a few years back, about 10 Well, I first got saved when I was younger, but when I actually understood what it meant, some of you know what I'm talking about. I remember there was some leaders, and they explained to me there are a few things you want to make sure you think through real clearly before you ask for them. And one of those things is faith. When you ask to have more faith, be given more faith, be careful. Make sure you're really ready for this because that is not something for the faint of heart. It's not something for those that want to stray away and not really be in communion with the Father, right? Because when you ask for faith, things start to go a little haywire. And God will begin to put his finger on that one thing he knows is going to cause you to be like, what on earth is going on? Now, today, I'm not sure what day you're listening to this, but today, the day I'm recording it, it's a Friday. And I call it Faith Friday, right? Because today is a day that you can really realize what has your faith got you over the last week, right? Now, right now in my journey, guys, I'm walking in faith every day. Now, we know faith comes from hearing and hearing by the word of Christ, right? So I have scriptures that I read each and every day to help me maneuver through this faith. I've had many people say, you know, you have more faith than most people I know. You have more faith than most people I know. I'm a single mom of two. God has kept us in a way where I trust him. I put my faith in him. I don't put my faith in myself because every time I've done that, I've come up short. I'm going to be honest with you. When I put my faith in Shalonda and what Shalonda can get done, Shalonda can come in here and bust her butt. You hear what I'm saying? And nothing will manifest. But Shalonda can sit down, For less than that time, she sat there busting her butt, right? Yes, I'm talking about myself in the third person. That's kind of funny. But less time, maybe an hour and a half in God's presence, and everything Shalonda tried to put together will just come together naturally. That is where faith comes in. Now, it wasn't until now that I remembered back in the day when they told me, be careful what you ask for, because I've been asking God to expand my faith many, many, many times. Why? Because the more faith I have, the more He trusts me, the more He'll use me, and the more everything will line up. You know, those dreams you have, those desires you have, those things will begin to line up. Am I going to sit here and tell you that faith is all flowers and roses? Well, some people might, because they don't want to be totally transparent. Guys, faith can hurt sometimes. That's why it's not for the faint of heart. There have been moments when I've had to just sit and cry because I don't know. And I was raised in an environment where I knew what was going to happen next. I knew what was going to happen next. And if I didn't, I prepared for it. I planned for it, right? I didn't really have any open doors prepared for change. I didn't really have any open areas. I wasn't really open to the idea that what I had planned would not happen. In fact, some people who know me will tell you, years ago, I could not stand change. If you called me saying the schedule was going to change and that kind of thing, I got a straight attitude. I was not happy about it. I was like, how can this change? We had this planned XYZ. We already knew what was going to happen. How can you change it now? Right? Well, as I learned, read some things, educated myself, opened my mind to understand that my best thinking got me here, and maybe, just maybe, maybe what I think I know, I really don't know. And let me start to listen to some individuals who have had the success in the areas of life that I desire to have success. Let me listen and see what they're saying. Well, one thing they're saying is change is a good thing. Change is inevitable. Change is what takes you. The more you're changing, the more you're growing. The more you're changing, the more you're growing. So the question is, am I changing? Well, right now, my life is full of change. Is your life full of change? Is your life the same old every day? You know, in Luke 17:5, he says, the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. Increase our faith. Remember, Romans 10:17 says that so faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. So I go to the scripture in order to build my faith each and every day, especially those moments when you're walking in faith and your mind is being bombarded by thoughts of what's not going to happen because you're not doing the thing you used to do, the thing that you're consistently doing that you thought was going to get you where you're supposed to go. But instead of doing that thing, you decide to try a different route. You stepped out on faith, and now your mind is playing tricks on you. That's really where the battlefield is right in your mind, right? So instead of sitting there pondering on that, go straight to the scripture and pull these scriptures out and begin to read them. Begin to read them. You know, one of my favorites is 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. I meditate on that word. We walk by faith, not by sight, because when you look at things around you, sometimes what you're looking at looks absolutely crazy. Looks crazy. Doesn't even look like it's can possibly you can possibly go on in the right direction to where you your dream is, to that thing you put before the Lord and said, God, this is what I desire. You put it in my heart. You know this is what I desire. But when you open your eyes and look around, you like, ain't no way I'm on the right path, right? For we walk by faith, not by sight. It don't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it looks like, as long as you trust and have faith. You know, I've gone, and I will tell you, faith will either pull you closer to God, or it will cause you to be like, you know what, this was not for me. My bad. That's why, even in business, we talk about your why. Why are you doing this? What's your ultimate goal? What's your ultimate goal? I'm a single mom, and I practice abstinence, and I abstain because I'm single mom, but I'm married to the Lord. So technically, I mean, I carry myself like a married woman. Like I belong to somebody because I belong to the Lord right now until my husband finds me, right? So in this walk, in this journey, there are moments that I found myself very, very close to God. I come close to Him when it gets hard. You have to understand, when you have children, some of you are like, I have a family to take care of, Shalonda. I don't know what you're talking about. You're talking about some inconsistent stuff. How am I supposed to just quit my job and trust? You know, that's a great question. And truth be told, I didn't ask myself that question before I made the decision. It wasn't until after I was like, oh my God, I knew I had these kids, you know, I had to feed these children. And I know that God has kept me this long, right? I decided to just throw it all to the wind and say, you know what? I'm going to trust the one who is my source. I'm going to trust him wholeheartedly. Even today, I was talking to my father, and he was asking me about the physical things, the things you see, the things around you. And I had to stop and say, look, you know, honestly, none of that matters. I can sit here and ponder on that, but we walk by faith, not by sight. So what it looks like really has nothing to do with what's actually going on. Has nothing to do with what's going on. Who do you have your faith in is really the question. Do you look in the mirror and say, I have my faith wholeheartedly in you, and you're pointing at yourself? I understand we all have responsibilities, things God has placed us over because of our due diligence, because he trusts us, because he loves us, but also because he knows that our faith in him will allow him to take us further, and those connected to us will go with us, right? They will go with us. It's very interesting. Even in many times in the New Testament, Jesus is talking to people about how little faith they have, how little faith they have. And you know, even in Matthew 17:20, he said to them, because of the littleness of your faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to the mountain, move from here, and it will move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible to you. Nothing will be impossible to you. Let me repeat that one more time. Nothing will be impossible to you. Now, hear this now. So if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, which is a very tiny, tiny, tiny seed, right? If you have faith that size, you can move a mountain. Nothing will be impossible for you. Nothing. That scripture helped me make a decision to walk in faith. Let me ask you, how much faith are you really walking in? Because there's levels to faith. Yes, we start off and we have our faith that we'll be able to keep our job, right? Faith that our car will get us to work. Faith that we'll have food on the table when the children come home, right? We have faith in these areas, okay? Yet, let me ask you, the faith you're at now, do you find yourself where everything is consistent? Nothing's changing. Your faith has you right where you are, but it's not expanding. See, as you grow and you mature, then you need new levels of faith. Just like we need new mercies every day, new grace every day, new levels of faith every day, fresh faith every day. So right now, you may be listening to this thinking, you know, I'm ready to move my business to the next level. I'm ready to move my relationship with the Lord to the next level. I'm ready to take my kids and start training them on how to live a life of change. I want to train my kids on something that wasn't necessarily taught to me because times were different then. Times were different then, right? Times aren't the same now. So how we raise our children today to be business owners, to trust in God, to trust in the knowledge they have to create an income on their own, to keep control of their time, and to continue to walk in a life of change. Continue to walk in a life of change. These are things that you should definitely be aware of. So as you sit there and you're listening to this and you're thinking about your life and you're looking around, does it seem stagnant? Does it seem like it's so consistent that nothing's really changing? You might go to a movie Saturday this week and not the next 2 weeks, but really, is that the kind of change you're looking for? Are you sitting here thinking to yourself, you know, I really want my life to change. This is not the life I planned on living. You know, in fact, I'm not even going to say I'm living my life. I talked to a friend the other day and she was like, you know, Sean, it's so interesting how, you don't really know what's going to happen day to day. She was like, I feel like my life is just living me. Like I'm at the same place every day. I come here, I'm missing my babies, you know, and then it's redundant. It's over and over and over again. How can I grow here? How can I go? And then there comes that thing of, well, now it's time to build that faith. Because before you jump and you fly, you build up some faith. Most people don't just jump into a pool before they can swim. I can't swim. I'm not jumping in the pools like that. I might have my life jackets on and I might jump. But other than that, you know, yet as you build up faith, and I can hear a rhema word from the Lord saying, you'll be able to swim when you hit that water. That'll be the day I'll jump into the water. Right? I'll jump in then. I did that when it was time for me to leave my job and God said to me with a rhema word, I have you. Go. I spread my wings and I flew. and I'm still flying. Are there moments when I'm not sure how I'm going to avoid this mountain coming up? Well, I have faith. I walk by faith, not by sight. And when I open my eyes, the mountain's gone. I didn't have to do it. Right? All I had to do was be obedient, to trust in the one that gave me the power, gave me the strength, gives me the love that keeps me each and every day. Who is your faith in? Who are you trusting? Who are you trusting with everything? And if it's you, do you think maybe, just maybe, if things are stagnant, that maybe you've reached that point where you've done the best you can do with what you have on your own, and now it's time to expand that to another level, right? Now, I'm going to repeat this again. I'm not saying that it's going to always feel good and it's going to be great and all that. Now, sometimes faith hurts. I'm telling you, sometimes you feel like you just need to crawl up in a corner and cry. And if you feel that way, go do it. You'll feel so free afterwards, because every tear, God sees it and he turns it into a blessing for you, because he knows you're crying out to him. You're releasing all of that. And at that point, you are victorious. You are victorious at that point. Okay, you are victorious. So don't hold back when it feels like this is crazy. When it looks crazy, close your eyes. Begin to read scripture to yourself out loud. Out loud. Psalms 146, 6 says, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever. Who keeps faith forever. These things will help you get through that. And when you open your eyes back up, you'll be more focused. You'll be more clear. You'll be in tune with your body, with your spirit. And you'll be able to move forward in what God has for you and what you have for you. Faith is a funny thing, guys. I'm steadily walking this journey out. And that's why I wanted to share this podcast with you today, to say if you're on a walk of faith, know one thing, you are not alone. You are not alone. You're the furthest thing from it. In fact, you're probably the most not alone that you've ever been in your life. There's so many around you that are walking this walk. I've surrounded myself with women, with people who walk in faith every single day with no doubt. You understand that faith and doubt cannot reign in the same space. It's either going to be one or the other. And when you set your goals, you need to be sitting in a place of faith. Read the scriptures and stuff first before you go write down your goals. Sit there and put yourself, you know, in a state where you are full of faith. And then write out your goals. That way there's no doubt within your goals. Okay, there's no doubt messed up in the goals, right? This is something, guys, that's going to expand you. It's going to take you further than you ever expected. It's going to put you in front of way more individuals, because there are several people out there that I'm not meant to touch, but that your story and your life are meant to help. And the more faith you have, the more they are going to see you and see the truth of everything you've gone through. Faith is a funny thing. It's a necessary thing. Just remember, it's not for the faint of heart. So when you ask for your faith to be extended, if you ever decide to go and read Luke 17:5 out loud, the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. When you say to God, increase my faith, make sure you mean it. And be prepared for change to surround you, and be prepared for exactly what you desire, because everything begins to line up to happen and manifest. Detach from it. Don't put God in a box and say it has to come this way or that way. No. Say this is where you want to go. Set that intention and detach from it, and then walk in faith that God is going to get you there. All right, guys, I hope this was helpful for you today. I know I enjoy speaking with you guys on these subjects. If you'd like to connect with me, please go to www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. That's www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. And have an amazing day. And as always, keep smiling.